Hello, thank you for calling the Devil Provera Helpline. My name is Harold. May I ask the name of the person that I'm speaking with?
My name's Regina McCormick.
How are you doing today?
Oh, not too good.
Why is that?
Well, as of today, I'm laying in the bed and I can't get out of it. I had a brain mass taken out of the back of my head.
I'm sorry to hear
maybe
that.
Maybe it's due to these temporal provision shots that I didn't know nothing about.
It's very possible. And
in the 90s and in the 2000s.
And my name is Harold once again, and I do want to let you know we are on a recorded line. Can I ask you, Mrs. McCormick, were you ever diagnosed with the meningioma?
About what?
Were you diagnosed with meningioma?
I believe so, yes.
Yes. I'm sorry to hear that. And it'll show up on your medical records, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And can I ask you, have you found an attorney to help you file that claim?
No.
No. And are you...
Worried.
I'm sorry. One more time. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents?
No, I haven't signed any documents.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and see how we can help you out here today. I do just want to, ask you a couple questions about, the depo, when you used it, what hospital you went to, and we can see about, getting you a lawsuit going, okay?
All right.
Alrighty. And now you are a resident of the United States, correct?
Yes.
And you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking depo provera for 1 year?
Yes.
And was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Let's say the spine. I believe the spine. And the last time I was diagnosed with it, it was at the back of my brain. But they had to cut my spine to release the poison.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. So it was in the back of your brain, but they had to cut your spine to go ahead and get it?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay.
See, so I was diagnosed twice with it before, and it was dissolved.
Wow.
And this last time, I didn't catch it in time. So maybe this has kept developing over the years.
Mm-hmm. When were you diagnosed with the meningioma of the brain?
The first time?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you know what year I got married? Hold on, I've got my daughter here. I've had brain surgery. Hold on.
Of course, no problem. Take your time.
What year was Jordan born?
2001.
Okay. I'm going to say in 2001,
2002. Okay. And what's your date of birth?
3/21/1980.
And do you know anyone else who was injured by depo provera?
No.
No. Did you use the name brand depo provera?
They did, yes.
Okay. And then did you use it for at least a minimum of 1 year?
No.
And then can you confirm, have you had at least 4 shots in 1 year?
I'm sure I have.
Okay. And did you use depo provera between 1992 and through the present date?
I sure did.
When was the first?
97. Mm-hmm. 97. I meant 96, 97, and 98. And then again in 2000, 2001, 2. This was both after I had children.
Was that the last time you ever used it? 2002?
Yes.
Okay.
No, yes. Yes, okay. And I've been fighting brain tumor since.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. It must not be easy. One day at a time, you know.
No.
Keep going.
It's a relief to find out. I hope I know what was causing this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we...
They were also called meningitis.
Wow.
But it's the same thing.
Right, right.
You know, that is right, correct?
I'm not too sure if meningitis and this is the same thing. See, meningium is a brain tumor, right?
Right.
And then meningitis, that's kind of more of an infection. Now, I mean, it maybe could have came from the meningioma, right? I mean, a lot of things could have happened from this.
They took a meningioma out of the back of my head.
Out of the back of your head. So it was meningioma of the brain.
Yeah.
Okay.
This last time, yeah.
And then could I have you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
Hey, no.
And then could you spell your first name for me?
R-E-G-I-N-A.
R-E-T-I-N-A.
Yes.
And then for the last name?
McCormick, M-C-C-O-R-M-I-C-K.
Thank you. And now, what's the best email address for you?
Okay. 8061-D-N-A-B-E-L-L-9@gmail.com.
Okay. And so I have 8061, C as in cat, N as in Nancy, A as in apple, C as in cat.
G. It's G.
T as in Tom.
Letter G. No, G as in goat.
Gotcha. Thank
N
you.
N as in Nancy. A as in apple. B as in bell. E as in elephant. L as in love. L as in love.
And then not, and then 9@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And now this.
I had a thing in my throat after I had all this done to me, and my speech is a little bit raspy.
No, it's okay. No, you're fine. The C's, T's, and G's, they all sound the same on the phone. So, I mean, you're fine.
All right.
I can hear everything you're saying. You're fine. And then your phone number, is it 346-755-8528?
Get up.
There
we go.
And then,
do I need to push me over?
Can I go ahead and get your property address as well?
My address?
Yes, ma'am.
7145 Moline Street. Houston, Texas, 77087.
Give me one moment. And that was Marine Street.
Yes. It's a house.
Give me one moment here. And then is it M-A-R-I-N-E?
M-O-L-I-N-E.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you so much. 77087. And then what hospital diagnosed you with the meningioma?
Okay. I want to say either Bayshore in Houston, Texas, in Pasadena, Texas, or Southeast Memorial. And this last time, it was going to be Southwest Herman Hospital in Sugar Land. And also, there was a hospital in Jacksonville, Florida.
So the hospital that diagnosed you this very last time with the brain tumor or with the meningioma of the brain, was it the Southwest Hermann?
Yes.
Okay. And is that the 7600 Beechnut Street in Houston, Texas?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you remember the doctor who diagnosed you?
No.
No. That's okay.
Yeah, let me get it.
If you can find it, that'd be perfect.
I can give you a phone number.
Yeah, what would be the phone number? That's perfect.
Okay, give me a second. Let me look. I wasn't ready for all that. Oh, man.
If you don't have the phone number, I have the phone number for the hospital, so that's completely fine as well. You know.
All right.
Yeah, we can just call the hospital for you. And then did you use the depot by yourself, or was it a doctor who gave it to you, medical staff?
Yeah, it's a doctor that gave it to me.
Okay. And how many times would you say you were injected?
About 10 times or more.
10 times. And did the Memorial Hermann Southwest also give you depo? Or what hospital?
No.
What hospital gave you the depo?
Okay. The OBGYN in Corsica County, Texas, Dr. Green's office. Give me the depot.
And you said that was where in Texas?
Orchard County, Texas.
Orchard County, Texas.
Corsicana. Is there a way you could call me back at 2 o'clock?
Oh, yeah. We're actually almost done. Do you have just a little bit of time?
All right.
We're almost done here. I just got to get this hospital.
My nurse here.
One more time.
I've got my nurse here. Okay. Dr. Green in Corsicana, Texas.
Okay. Perfect. I actually just found it. It's Richard Green, the MD. I see that.
Okay.
Give me one moment.
Let me get you some more doctors that gave it to me.
No, it's
that
okay.
That was in the 90s.
That was in the 90s. That was the first doctor who gave it to you?
Yes.
Okay. And that's completely fine.
The second doctor gave it to me. 2 minutes. Second doctor gave it to me was in Florida in the 2000s. I can't remember their name. Okay, I was in the VA at Mayport Beach. That was my OB doctor there. They're the ones that gave me the depo there in the 2000s. Get up, Coco. I'm almost done.
You don't remember the hospital?
It's the VA in Neptune in Mayport Beach in Jacksonville, Florida.
And so they gave it to you the second time around?
Yes.
Okay.
And I also delivered at Neptune Beach. I had a daughter there, and they might have gave me the depo vera before I left. 2001, but sometimes that's...
Give me one moment so I can find the Mayport Beach Hospital, okay?
Okay. No, yes, Mayport Hospital, yes.
So it's the Naval Station Mayport VA outpatient clinic, correct? Is that correct?
I don't know. I'm lost.
Oh, it's okay. So
I got lost a little.
No worries. No worries. So what we have here, we have Richard Green. He was the first doctor who gave you your depot shot. And then we have your Memorial Hermann Southwest Hospital, who was the recent hospital who found the most recent tumor, correct? Okay. So that's all we need. We'll go ahead and, we can go with that. No worries. Give me one moment. And then did you get a CT scan or was it an MRI?
Both.
It was both?
Yeah. Final tap and everything. And I believe I was hospitalized. I know I was hospitalized.
Did you have any prior cancer prior to the diagnosis?
No prior cancer. I have no cancer, nothing.
Gotcha. And then what type of treatment did you receive for the meningioma?
I don't remember. I just know they kept me in the hospital, and they gave me just IV treatment, and they kept me in there until I was able to. So they took my fever away and the headache, took the poison out of my body, and that's all I remember.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
And then this last one, I let it go too long. That's where I'm at today.
Do you remember how long you were hospitalized?
This last time?
Correct.
6 months the first time. Okay, take it off. Yeah. Put it on the end. This last time, I was hospitalized a little over 6 months. And they did a surgery after they took the thing out of my brain, out of the back of my head. I was in pretty bad shape for a while.
I'm sorry to hear that. One day at a time, we are just about done here. Let me ask you, do you have a copy of your medical records?
No, I don't own them, but I really do need a copy.
Will the hospital have them?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty.
My neurosurgeon, his name was Dr. I'm going to say it, but it's not correct, but it's similar. Dr. Lawrence Wigman. Something like that. Warren Wigman.
And
he's located out there at the Southwest Memorial.
He's at the Southwest Memorial. Perfect. Perfect. Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. And now I do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure someone in your family receives the money. Who would you like to put down as your emergency contact?
Let me try. Hold on. Let me get it. Let's go to Kaylin Wallace.
Is this your daughter?
This is my daughter.
Daughter, okay. And then her phone number?
254-242-4847.
Perfect, thank you. Now let me go ahead and verify some of this information. I just want to make sure my spelling and some things are correct. That way, when I send this over to the law firm, everything is smooth for you. And then the last thing we do need to confirm for you as well is the social. Now I can go ahead and take the last four as well, if you don't want to give me the full thing.
0112.
Alrighty. Now let me go ahead and verify my spelling and my dates. And I do just want to reiterate, we are on a recorded line for quality assurance purposes. And now The very last time you were diagnosed with the meningioma, it wasn't in 2001, correct?
No,
When
it
was?
was in last this last one was 2.5 years ago.
One more time.
This last one was September 13th, 2 years ago.
2023. Okay. And now your date of birth is 3/21/1980, correct?
Yeah.
You started in 1996. You stopped in 2002. Is that correct?
Yes.
You spell your name R as in Robert, E as in Edward, T as in Tina, I as in Igloo, N as in Nancy, A as in Andrew.
What was that for? Yes, Regina.
Is it Regina G? Is it G as in girl or T as in Tina?
Regina.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Regina.
And then your last name, M as in Mary, C as in cat, C as in cat, O as in Oscar, R as in Robert, M as in Mary, I as in igloo, C as in cat, K as in kitten. That
Yes.
correct? Perfect. And then the last four of your social 0112. And then your email address 8861GNABELL or BELL9@gmail.com.
Yes.
And then your phone number 346-755-8528. And then your property address 714 or 7145 Moline Street, Moline Street, Houston, Texas 77087. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And now you were seen. You were given the depot by Richard Green, Dr. Green, and then you
Yes.
were the very last time that you went into the hospital and they found the meningioma. That's at the Memorial Hermann Southwest Hospital. And then you'd had both a
Yes.
CT scan and an MRI. And then
Yes.
the hospital has a copy of your medical records. And then we have your daughter Kayleen here,
Yes.
254-242-4847. Was that all correct to you?
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
Alrighty, so let me go ahead and send you over the DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
You want me to sign the document?
Correct. So what I'm sending you now is basically a HIPAA release form. It allows the attorneys to go ahead and request the medical records on your behalf from the hospital. Basically, so we can get all your documents together for you so we can get you a case going.
Right.
And so I sent it over to your text message as well as your email address.
All right. This is just a release form of medical records, right?
Correct.
Okay. I'm gonna need you to get stay on hold for a few minutes.
Absolutely, I can.
Please. Finish doing what we're doing real quick. Stop in a second. Give me just about 10 minutes if you would. Let my
Absolutely.
nurse
Yeah,
see it. Give me
no
about
problem at all.
all right, just bear with me. Yes, I got. I'm gonna take this off real quick. I took my medicine with the bottom part there. Last night, but I didn't. So my dad is my medicine. So I don't know how I missed my mouth, but I took my medicine, but I did. Yeah, every day. Yeah.
Yes.
I forgot to do it last night. It went up to 2,000.
Lord Jesus.
Yeah. It happens every once in a while.
It's okay.
It happens every once in a while.
Sorry. Yeah, I have a little shit on my way.
And they get out. Every day they get out. Move the table too.
Yeah, I just have a slide because the way you know going to get.
I want to put that couch in there and put that chair over here.
Okay.
Not today, right?
Yep.
Okay.
I know you're ready.
My leg look.
Very
clever.
Mm-hmm.
We can wipe it clean and put another layer of that stuff in it. Put it in a thin layer. I know I'm going to call the pharmacy to get some more. Yeah. They don't look rash though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a clean cut.
Mm-hmm. I know how to trim.
Yeah, I didn't have no issues last night or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have no problem. I don't want
to keep it dry.
Yes. I need to stay dry. When we get done, I need to take this tap and tap it dry. Where is that? I done lost it.
Hey, Regina, you still there?
Yes.
Did you receive those text messages I sent over to your phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. You sure?
Yes.
Okay.
I just need. My nurse is here. And I need to do this where she's here or I don't get it done.
Gotcha. Absolutely.
I just need a few minutes.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Let her do this to me.
Absolutely. Just let me know when you're ready. Okay.
Okay. I'm still here.
Okay. Perfect. And I mean, you don't necessarily need me on the phone for you to sign the documents. Would you like for me to be on the phone? I'm more than happy to stay on the phone.
Well, you don't have to wait for me. I can sign them and send them.
Okay, perfect.
I do need to know when am I going to be when are you going to be calling me again?
Perfect. And I'm glad you asked that. So how this process works, once I get these documents back from you, I will be sending them up to the law firm. Now, the law firm you're working with is Vigna. So that's, and I sent this all to your text message, but it's V-I-G-N-A. And so they're based out of California and Texas. And so they're going to call you within 7 business days. And I sent you the phone number that they're going to call you from. It's 214 number. It's from Houston. And so they're going to call you in about 7 business days to verify this information one last time, iron out all the details for you, and kind of let you know what to expect. And so this, the next time you're going to talk to the law firm, it'll be in 7 business days within that time frame.
I need you to let them know that I do not answer my phone until after 11 o'clock.
Okay. I can definitely make a note of that.
Very important that they don't call me before 11 because I won't get the call.
Absolutely. We can definitely make sure. And then if worse comes to worse, we can always set up a time that's best for you, and I can get you over there manually. That way, you know, you don't really have to worry about, you know, answering that call. We can just kind of get you over there whenever there's a best time for you. Okay. So if you miss that call, we can always just get you over there. Okay. So, I sent you 2 text messages. One of them says, "Hey, this is Harold King. Save me in your phone regarding Depo Provera." That's me. And the number that I'm texting you from, that's my direct line. So you can call me whenever. You can text me whenever. I'm here Monday through Friday. My name is Harold King.
Harold King. All right, I remember that.
And then the second text message I sent to you is the law firm's information. It's the name of the law firm and the phone number that they'll call you from. Okay.
When are they going to be settling this meningioma?
So every case is different. It could take, you know, it could take years, like a year or so. So it is a little different, and it is because this is a mass tort. So it's on a way bigger scale. So what that means basically, let's say this was a class action lawsuit, you know, you'd be settling for maybe, you know, $10, $100, as opposed to a mass tort, which is what we're doing. You're going to be settling for, you know, thousands of dollars, if not, you know, tens of thousands of dollars. So that's kind of the difference. So that's why it takes a little bit longer. But like I said, it does vary. It is case to case. So when you talk to the law firm, I would ask them maybe like an estimated time. You know, you might have to wait and you know, everything like that. Okay.
Okay.
Alrighty. And do you have any other questions, comments, or concerns for me?
No.
Alrighty. And I will. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. I'm ready.
I will call you in a couple of hours if I don't receive the documents back, just to, you know, get an update with you, see if you need any help, anything like that, okay?
All right, I'll put you in my contact.
Okay, thank you so much.
You'll be calling me from the same number, I hope.
One more time?
You'll be calling me from the same number?
So, no. I'm going to call you from a 949 number. So, once you look at the text messages that I sent to you, it'll be a 949 number. And that'll be the number that I'm calling you from.
949.
Mm-hmm. 949. And so, that's my direct line. Harold King. That's me. Mm-hmm. And then you should also have a separate text message that has the DocuSign link. That way you could click on the link and actually sign in on your phone or on your computer, okay?
All right.
All righty. Thank you so much, Regina. You have a blessed day. And if you have anything for me, don't hesitate to call.
All right. Thank you.
Of course. Bye-bye.